welcome to Wine with Meg and Mal. We're here to help you navigate the world of wine. I'm Mal Gilchrist, joined by Master of Wine, Meg Brotman. Meg, we've been doing a lot of Italy, France lately. Is it time to come back home?
We've come back home. We've come to our state, Victoria, and the Grampians. The reason we've chosen the Grampians is because the Jimmy Watson Trophy winner from last year was a Grampian wine, which I could not get. And the James Halliday wine of the year from last year was a Grampian wine as well. And someone said it's 0.03% of Australia's production.
I mean, yeah.
But it's clearly a region that produces amazing wine.
Like if you said to me, Mal, write down every Australian wine region you can think of, I think I would probably forget about the Grampians.
I mean, if any of you, it is a stunningly beautiful area. Yeah. It's big geographically. I spent a lot of my 20s there because a friend of mine had a farm at Ararat.
Yeah.
So we would tiki-too around all the wineries and stuff. So it has a fondness in my heart, but it's, yeah, it's clearly producing
awesome stuff. Cool. Well, we're going to get to it, but first, what have you been drinking?
A friend of mine who I like gave me the Domaine Chandon's new Blanc de Blanc because said, I know you like this one.
You like
so
it.
It's new vintage. New vintage. What vintage was it?
2017.
That's I have written down 2017 and I thought, actually, was it 19? It was beautiful. It is such a Blanc. I say what you like about sparkling wine. Chardonnay for me is the dog's balls. I just
the dog's balls.
It stands out above everything else. It's mineral and finesse and it's something, you know how I always want to eat?
Yeah. I do know how you always want to eat.
I happily drank pretty much the whole bottle because those new Riedel flutes, they hold a lot.
They do. Yeah.
I love it. It's fantastic.
Oh,
go out and glad you think buy so. It.
Good one. All right.
I don't know. How much is it?
48.
Yeah.
It's a vintage.
Oh, God, it's cheap. That is cheap.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. So, you know how we did drought-resistant varieties a few weeks ago?
Yes.
When I was researching what are the drought-resistant varieties, RN came up as a drought-resistant variety.
Oh, like A-I-R-E-N. Yeah.
So this was the most planted variety in the world.
What?
Up until about 10 years ago when Cabernet Sauvignon took over because it was so heavily planted in Spain. And it was only planted in Spain.
Oh, my God.
That's how much this was.
Oh, my God.
And then they've gone through this massive pulling it out of it.
Yeah.
It was considered the pariah of grape varieties. You just don't want it. They made brandy. They did everything because it was a filler.
Yeah.
And yet they're saying, oh, yeah, great drought-resistant variety. Please,
no.
It's like planting a weed. So I just thought, of all the great, you know, I can't remember what we did. We did the Greek wines and blends and stuff.
Yeah.
I would not be going to
Iran.
It is really bland. Yeah, I've made it in Spain. It's just, it needs filler.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Let's get to it. Grampians.
So, like I said, this was not sponsored. This was, we decided to do this because it was
not sponsored at all. No. Why did you use that word?
Brought to you by. Because it's winning awards. So the best Great Western Foudre Riesling was James Halliday's Wine of the Year in 2022. So the 2023 Halliday.
Which is crazy. Like if someone was like, name all the Riesling regions in Australia, once again, I would never say Grampians.
And would you say Riesling?
For Grampians. Now, if someone was like, what are they making Grampians? I'd say Shiraz. And that was probably all I would say.
So Best is a sort of a family-owned business, pretty small. Mm. I mean, they're not tiny. They're tiny Australia, you know, if you compare them to Australia, but they're not tiny for the region.
Yeah.
Foudre is the large oak format.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the big old oak tanks, but it's not oaky.
Okay.
And I couldn't get the 2021, which won the award.
Okay.
sold out, but I got the 2022, and it's just got phenolic grip, structure, it's aromatic, it's slaty, mm-hmm. it's just a lovely fresh wine, but it has, because of that foudre, a little bit of oxidative sort of aging, it has a little bit of funk to it. It's more of a textural Riesling that you'd expect from other Rieslings.
I actually do really see how that's different from, say, Eden or something. Mm. Like, it's got that funk and that body to it, which I wasn't expecting.
Exactly. And it's not, you said a few weeks ago, I think you were talking about Italian wines, that you have to kind of go searching. This, yeah. It's obviously Riesling, but it's not that lime juice and the floral. And
yeah.
It's a very interesting wine.
That's really cool.
I got it from Nick's. I don't know. I'd never had the 21, so I can't compare it, but I can't imagine that it would be hugely different.
I love it when a really good wine that's getting all this attention and stuff is affordable, like $35. That's great.
Well, the one that won the Jimmy Watson.
Yeah.
Now I have to find it because I haven't written it down. Was 25.
So explain what the Jimmy Watson is.
So at the Melbourne Wine Show, which is being run now, there's a trophy for best one-year-old red.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the trophy everyone wants to win.
Yep.
'Cause it's just distinctly Melbourne.
Yeah.
And you pretty much sell out. And the Jimmy Watson trophy, I'm Googling this while I'm on thing, 2022.
Yeah, real-time Googling.
Sorry,
is really
people.
Good
it's
content.
Very boring. Okay, you're going to have to find it for me. It was. They're going through all the wines. I just need to know the Jimmy Watson.
Jimmy Watson from last year?
Yeah, 2022. It was from Hentley Farm?
It. Brossard Valley.
No.
No.
Oh God. We'll find it and we'll put it in the show notes. It was, I can't remember. It was like I wrote it down, but I haven't got the piece of paper that I need. It was Shiraz from Grampians. Anyway, let's move on.
Right. Okay. Cool. Okay. Yes. That was a really yummy start.
So one of Australia's greatest wine styles is sparkling Shiraz.
Did you just say that, Meg?
It's our most original. No one likes it. No one drinks it. And Seppelt,
I'm on the record as backing.
You are. Yeah. Seppelt's in Great Western, the town of Great Western, Seppelt's, mm-hmm. Was the home, the original home of sparkling Shiraz in Victoria.
Okay.
I don't think all the fruit is from the Grampians, but I could not talk about the Grampians region without having one of these.
Totally,
in here.
Absolutely.
Surprisingly hard to find.
Yeah, that is
for me.
Very
it is
surprising.
The OG of sparkling red.
Yes.
Dan's didn't have it. Vintage Cellars had it, but didn't have it. And then I ended up getting it at BWS, $25. So this is original sparkling Shiraz sourced from vineyards located in Victoria. So for those of you who don't know what sparkling Shiraz is, it is a sparkling wine made from Shiraz grapes.
Shiraz with bubbles in it.
Yeah. Was called sparkling Burgundy for many, many, many years. It's sweet.
She's wrong on so many levels.
It's, it's... has residual sugar in it, has tannin, kind of fine, bubbly, and it's just...
It's Christmas Day wine. Yeah. This is your Christmas Day wine. This is no other way to... It's like in a hot summer day and you're having a roast and it feels kind of wrong because you're having a roast and it's outside and it's warm, but then you put sparkling Shiraz where it's nice and cool.
Yeah, it's just...
Christmas.
It's spicy Shiraz fruit. It's creamy mousse. Serve it chilled. Some people do method traditionnel. I have heard in the past that they do method traditionnel and the malolactic fermentation produces a carbon dioxide. I don't know how
we
true.
We do that at Chandon. We have a sparkling Pinot Shiraz that's method traditionnel.
With Malo or do you tirage it with yeast again?
Okay, that I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll ask.
Just... Lovely. I love it as a style of wine. I don't drink it very often. I'm with you. We drink it on Christmas Day yeah. and that's pretty much it. But I was so pleased to, A, find it, bottom shelf, and tasting this, the residual sugar's been knocked back a lot from, you know, when it was around. We used to go to Sepult Great Western
yep.
And go tasting, and we'd bring back gazillion bottles of this.
Yeah.
It was all vintage back then.
Yeah.
It was not non-vintage, and it was very sweet, and we would drink it until we
it's yum.
Fell over.
I know a it lot of lovely. People who love sparkling Shiraz. It's fun. It's really fun.
A French friend of mine was horrified when she first tasted it.
I can imagine.
And I just said, well, you know.
It is horrific for the French. I completely understand.
But I would. The ones that were really popular were Andrew Garrett's, which I think we've done, and we didn't think the quality, and you told me that if we're going to do sparkling Shiraz, you've got to get good quality.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't – I agree with Mel because that is balanced and delicious and yum. Hmm. So we have another Sepult wine. Now, this is from the Dromborg vineyard. Dromborg is theoretically in Grampians, but it's further south.
Okay.
Very, very, very cool. So we have Pinot Noir.
Very cool, really.
Very cool. It's
in
the
my
most,
head, the Grampians are hot.
It's the most southerly latitude vineyard on mainland Australia. So if you look at it, you know how Victoria.
Oh, really?
Dicks down. Drops down. You know Victoria drops down?
Yeah.
This is – it's most southerly – the Henty region, I think it's the Henty GI Dromborg Vineyard. Anyway.
The Grampians are not where I thought they were if they're the southernmost.
No, they're western.
Yeah.
But they extend down into Dromborg, yes. It goes from Ararat all the way through to the Grampians.
Okay.
It's a big, big, big GI, but it takes in this western, southwestern part of Victoria.
Okay.
Maybe we'll put a map up for you so you can see how it's – and I was surprised because I knew Sepult had Dromborg vineyards, but
yeah.
I wasn't sure that it was part – Henty was part of the Grampians.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Now, colour. First thing we have to.
Nice and pale and garnet.
It's like brick.
Oh, my God. What year is that?
It's hectic. 18.
Okay, so it's.
Oh, I like that nose.
That's why I went, how old is it? Because it's got a little bit of forest floor going on.
Oh.
It's 5 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, that's yum. I know you hate that, but sarsaparilla. Raspberry, cherry, dark cherry, earthy, forest floor.
Earthy. I know that rust doesn't sound like a great, it doesn't sound delicious, but I smell rust in a really freaking delicious way,
ferrous.
Excuse me.
Smells of iron, which is what rust is, or blood.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes, and it smells nicer than rust.
It smells wonderful.
But it's a rusty colour.
Yeah.
That is Pinot. That is beautiful. Mm. It's floral and fruity and the tannins are perfectly aligned. It's got a touch of aged character giving it an earthiness, earthy ferrous character.
That is so yum.
Maybe you should move down here. It's not far from the beach.
Well, move to...
Dromborg.
Yeah, I'll figure out where it is. I need a map. But that is so different to what I was expecting. It is so yum. That should be more famous.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. This is a big company flying under the radar.
Yeah.
And they're not really flying the flag. There's another do you know Crawford River?
No.
Riesling?
No. Oh, maybe I've heard of it.
Okay. Well, that is around the same area.
Okay. That's just stunning. And it has this, why do some Pinots remind me of tomatoes? But it has this, it's just like a really savory character to it, which is just, thank you. Meg's got me a map. Oh, just, it's so vulnerable.
Yeah. So grampians goes like
out a little bit.
Out or in?
Out. Like give me more of Victoria to place myself. I see.
So it's that western, but it dips down. So it's north of Portland.
How far away from Geelong?
So there's
is it?
The Grampians, there's Ararat. Oh no, Geelong's over here, bro.
Yeah, no, but I feel like that's how you describe it. It's like if you were to drive to Geelong from Melbourne
straight
and then
line.
Keep going.
Well, no, if you go down along the Great Ocean Road, that's a long way to go. But the boring way is Portland. If anyone knows Hamilton. Anyway, maybe we'll put up a map. But see, this is the Grampians. It takes in this whole southern area.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right. That's unreal.
I know. And that is in Dan Murphy. So clearly our big retailers know that it's great wine.
But it's also like it's just different. It's like so different to all the other Pinot. And I love getting something that's really good. That's different.
Bloody,
it's like refreshing.
It's a beautiful wine.
Yeah,
I've
nice
had
one.
This before.
Love that.
I don't think it was particularly cheap. Sepult Drumwell Pinot. Oh, it's $40. $38.
Yeah. Steal.
Don't even think about it. And it's got age on it.
Yeah, that's
so the
unreal.
Last one we have is Mount Langley Giran Cliff Edge Shiraz. Mount Langley, located near Ararat.
Yep.
The wonderful winemaker Trevor Mast, who sadly died from motor neuron disease, and his I think it was motor neuron disease. Anyway, he had something. Amazing winemaker. He put this region on the map because seriously, Ararat, Western Country, sheep country.
Yeah.
If Mount Langley wasn't there, you wouldn't know most of these other wineries.
Yep.
Because Mount Langley is it's like the Toys R Us of the Western District. Stunning wines, usually from Shiraz. The prices can go sky high. They're very expensive, but this is sort of the mid-rangey one.
It's a really nice
$31
take on Shiraz. Just I'm still on the nose, but it's more on that floral kind of spicy side. It's a good cool climate. Is it cool climate?
It is because it's very continental.
Cool.
Pardon?
Is Grampians cool climate? In my head, it's hot.
No, well, you've got some elevation, but the days are hot, but the nights are cold, so it doesn't really start to warm up until sort of 11 o'clock. Yeah.
Right.
But we don't get the temperatures in Barossa in the Grampians that you'd get.
Yeah.
Because you've got more elevation.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not an elevation by any stretch of the imagination, although it's called Cliff Edge.
Yeah.
For me, it's Heathcote with perfume. Mel agrees.
Yeah. No, I actually, Heathcote was going through my mind. When you said it, I was like, it just snapped into place. That's so true. Oh, it's so perfumed. Yum.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful barbecue meat character. Mm. That's yum. We used to go there, again, because I hung out there a lot when I was a student. We used to go there a lot. Mm-hmm. But the wines were cheap. I didn't work there, but a friend of mine was working there and she was on her own. And so Trevor had to go away. And so I went and helped her out. It's the most physical work I've ever done because the tanks were concrete. And we used to have to line them with paraffin wax before we put the grapes in.
Mm.
You had to paint wax on.
Oh my gosh.
And then chip it off and then do it again.
Yes.
Anyway, yum. Grampians.
That was such a good call because it's kind of got that inkiness of Heathcote as well.
But
such lift.
More lift. It's yum.
It's like you taste inkiness. I'm so weird how I see the things I taste, but I see inkiness and I see it down here. And then you have this lift up here and they're playing with each other at the same time. It's really cool.
It's yum. It's a beautiful wine. And, I mean, anything from Langley, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But because this is a vast geographical area, there's Montana wines, there's a whole heap of smaller producers. Search them out. The bigger producers obviously available at Dan's.
I need to visit. Is it a good, wine tour?
Yeah, I would base yourselves either in the Grampians Mountains or Ararat. Ararat's kind of cool, but you will be driving a little bit further.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
I love doing like a weekend, finding a new region in Victoria to like.
Oh, well, this, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
The Grampians themselves, which a mountain, for those that don't, it's a mountain range. It's a national park.
Cool.
And it's a lot of rock climbers and healthy people, but you just go for the wine piece.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't like them.
I just say look at the mountains.
My husband's doing a half marathon as we see you tasting wine. Okay, well, Grampians, so nice. They need to be more on my radar. I think they need to be more on everyone's radar. That was really cool to do.
I think they are. They're being lifted up and they're tiny, you know, producers. So thank them.
Awesome. Well, that is it for us this week. We'll be back with you next week. But until then, enjoy the next glass of wine.
Drink well.